Well, first of all, this has been quite a stunning set of presentations. Talk about distilling an incredible range of issues into a very, very concise overview of what we're facing. I just want to thank everybody who took the time to do it. There's a wealth of experience and knowledge reflected here. And, you know, I was going to initially started out saying, you know, making all my notes, and I'd react to each one and tell you where we are on them all. But I thought it would be better to summarize by saying we're essentially right there on pretty well all these issues as we're preparing for the next election. And I thought I might just talk a little bit more broadly about what we all need to do now. Because it's fine to exchange these ideas of what we'd like to do if we had more influence over what's going on, but right now we don't. It's Paul Martin, his corporate agenda, it's very, very clear where things are headed. And if anyone isn't sufficiently immersed in this whole process, read Murray's book. It'll lay it out in some pretty shocking terms. But on the other hand, there is something quite exciting going on, because you do get the feeling that people have had enough, that they feel that we have to engage and change, and you get the feeling that there's more and more Canadians that are willing to accept that that's actually what we have to do. And of course, you're all a big part of that, and the way in which we work together is a big part of that. But in terms of themes, you know, the notion that we should be investing in ourselves and in our possibilities, that came through in practically every submission. The notion that it's in the communities, if you make the investment in the communities, in those local democracies, through the community organizations, rather than these national, great big national bureaucratic programs or transferring funds to the private sector, who will then somehow trickle down all of these things to us, that magic doesn't seem to be working. And the notion of getting back to the concept of full employment, that employment should be an objective and a fundamental in our economic policy, not just whatever the inflation rate might be or something of that sort, and certainly not paying down the debt any further. I mean, this is like saying when you've got a leaky roof, a sick child, someone who wants to go to university, and a senior in your family needing care, that you're going to say no to all of them and instead pay down your mortgage a little faster. I don't know a single family that would do that. But yet, Paul Martin is saying that's what we have to do. And that's because the World Bank says that. Not about Canada, but just as a general philosophy. And of course, what they're doing is passing on the debt that the government used to hold onto the shoulders of individuals. And guess what? Individuals pay higher interest rates than the government of Canada does. So if you can transfer government debt from a government payment at a relatively low interest rate to banks and investors, down to students, for example, who now have $22,000 per year a debt when they graduate, they pay a much higher rate of interest. Or people who have, the only thing they've got is a credit card, because they can't get a line of credit anywhere. They're paying 19%. So the more that Martin can pass from the public debt onto the shoulders of people holding credit cards, the more the banks make. Like, let's be very clear about what's going on here. And of course, in the meantime, the way he's accomplishing all this and simultaneously is passing off tax cuts to the affluent. We've talked about that before. But I just want to really close by saying this. We're going to take these ideas back. I can tell you that what you're raising here is exactly what I just heard in Quebec. It is exactly what I just heard in Halifax. What we heard in Ottawa, we had a special summit on women in the economy, never been had before, and so we had one, and very, very similar messages. I mean, lots of subtleties and details that informed us. I mean, it's been an incredible process, and here we are hearing this here. So there's a common set of themes emerging across the country, and that's good news, because when we have common themes, we can work together. And you know, it's interesting, I come from Quebec. And this whole business of, I just want to come back to this idea of biting the bullet on Quebec. In actual fact, it's very interesting. The Quebecers have way more social democrats in that province. And the reason that they want to be able to control when the federal money comes is because they want to do social democratic things, not like Klein does. You know, or Mike Harris. I mean, when you boil it right down, that's it. And I found when we worked on housing, for example, where's Linda gone? And we were working on the whole housing agenda, the Quebecers were the most flexible and responsive, and got the federal money into actual housing built faster, added more of their own money to it than anyone else, did it with the community through social housing. They were the best model in the whole country. So I think what we want to do as progressives is really reach across those barriers that have traditionally been there, because if we don't, the Liberals will keep laughing all the way to their banker friends. Okay, so that's one item. Second and last thing, I know I have to go, but the last thing is, we got 14 MPs. 14. It's a big country. So we're going to have to rely on candidates and on in the political side of things to carry a message. And I see some wonderful potential candidates here in the room. Leader's not allowed to take sides, but hi, Mary. How's it going? No, it's great. And we do have wonderful people presenting themselves as our candidates, people that can be true spokespeople and come from the movements in many, many important ways. But we also need the movements to keep cranking up the temperature on these issues. The more of us that are talking to our friends, our neighbors, our community groups, our workplaces in the months to come, and maybe only the next couple of months, but on an ongoing basis, the better. And we're there to work with you. It's great to see Beth Meslow here. We traveled together across the country, and it's just super, because that was a big part of her message in her leadership campaign.
Okay.
So thanks, all, and I'm going to turn it back over to Libby.
Carl is giving us, he's going to go.
Colombia once you become the ruling government. Oh, for
not a chance. I come here for holidays. I come to this province more than even my home province of Quebec.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.